Okay, Mark, looking at the Eclipse, first semi-final, Nguyễn Sid up against Ballymac John, 3 and 4. What's your thoughts on that one?
It's similar to the puppy competition, the Puppy Classic, where both of them ended up in, I think, the same heat, certainly in the final together, and had no answers to the impressive Glenval Bill, but performed well in that Puppy Classic, and that's going back to August now, so sort of 3 months on down the line. I think Nguyễn Sid has certainly enhanced his reputation with some great wins at Toaster. Was very unlucky not to make the final of a high class Kent Derby, and just missed out in the semi final. But some of the times that he's put on the board since that Puppy Classic final have been exceptional, and he looks like a dog that's really maturing at the right time now. He's just past 2 years old. Super fast dog. I think he's probably, if you go back to that Puppy Classic final, Ballymac John was probably fancied more strongly than Nguyễn Sid was. And 3 months down the line, I think Nguyễn Sid's actually passed Ballymac John in terms of ability and what they're capable of doing. Although it doesn't mean to say that Ballymac John's not still a good class dog. He is, and but he's probably drawn a little bit too far out, whereas Nguyễn Sid seems to be able to handle the draw slightly away from the rails, which he didn't when he first started running. Not ideal, the two being in together, and it's a tough semi-final anyway. But I think Nguyễn Sid clocked the fastest time in the heats, and when you got the likes of Kelowna Duke and Romeo Command and Bocco's Crystal and amongst others, Burj Khalifa, it's a hot, again, the top seven or eight dogs in this competition are very, very good. We can win it because we've got two, well, three talented dogs in there, because obviously we've got Wireman as well. But it's going to take some winning as well. First job of all, these two have somehow got to get around the bend in their semi-finals. If Nguyễn Sid led up, he'd be ultra strong on the bunny and would be difficult to beat, that's for sure.
Excellent. And where I'm at, I mean, we had a write-up prior to the first round, and it basically said he's a dog with more ability than a kind of a 30% strike rate really suggests. I mean, what is it? Is it inconsistent trapping? What's been his issue?
Well, we bought him over for the Derby, and he started well with a real fast time in the heats, and which I mean, I actually think he's performed better than what I first thought. I wasn't quite sure whether he'd be the kind of class we needed, but he'd got some good form in Ireland without sort of being sort of standout top dog type thing. But I think he's actually improved since he's come to the kennel, and he's shown a lot more consistency. He's versatile. Obviously, we've tried him over 480 right up to now 575. To me, he didn't, that, although it was brilliant to make the Champion Stakes final, he had some bad draws in that Champion Stakes, including in the final and everything. But equally, we also come up against one impressive dog in Hollowman, and he performed well. Like, he's made the final, and he's made a couple of other finals. He takes his chance. He's a fast dog when he's able to dictate. He's probably a length short all round of being the kind of dog that could win category ones, but as you well know, sometimes even these older, not that he's that old, he's not three yet, when this dog could carry on improving and everything, and maybe down the line he could be a category one winner. I mean, there's nothing to say he couldn't win this Eclipse. It was quite impressive in the heats and everything, but I say he's just a good, solid, versatile dog. He almost reminds me a little bit of the likes of Hopes Paddington and everything, that kind of dog. He's got enough early and enough middle and stays well enough, but you just got to find that little edge to actually get over the line and win something.
Yeah, I to be honest, I was being a bit unfair. I said he's got like a 30%. He's actually 7 out of 20, but he's finished second 6 times, so he's covered
Which,
two
in
thirds of
all
the
high class
races.
races as well, you know, he
Yeah.
hasn't, you know, it's that's the key, is there's no easy gibmings with him. He's been virtually in competitions all the time, and you know, he's always come up against the best. He's one of the most beautiful dogs in the kennel that we've ever had. He's a gorgeous dog, right? Yeah. So you know, we're all willing him to just find that extra little length or two all round, and definitely he could be a winner.